Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, everybody, to the Psychic Funhouse. We have a special show today. It's our Saturday brunch show, and I love Saturday or Sunday brunch shows. I hope you have your cup of coffee or glass of tea or cup of tea, and you're enjoying your day, relaxing. And I am here today with a special guest. Her name is Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Michael.
How are you? Great to be here.
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm so glad you're here.
I am too.
Yeah. So, quick announcement. Next week, at our regular, I'm all tongue-tied today. Our regularly timed show, Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we have Frank Falcon, who's going to be talking to us about intuitive tarot. He's a return guest. He's an amazing reader. And so Frank, Lawrence, and I will also be doing readings as well on that show. So next Friday at 6 p.m. So tune in. And again, welcome, Maria. We're so glad to have you here.
Oh, you know what? This is a long time coming. You're just one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. So happy to be here.
You are too. Yeah. You know, I don't become friendly with all my clients, but there are a few that I start developing closer relationships with, and Maria is one of them. So, and I appreciate you, and you're a really wonderful person. So anyway, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm always grateful. I think I may have told you this in the past, Michael, that there's times when I started doing my grateful journal, my gratitude journal again, like, you know, in the morning. And I just remember many times that I've like written your name down. So there's only certain things that certain people that come to your life that touch you in so many ways. And you're definitely one of them.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you. We've known each other now for, about 4 or 5 years?
Yes. It's 5 years, I would say. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And we met at a store that I read at in Costa Mesa, California. It's called the Crystal Cave, and that's where we met. And Maria came in for a reading. And who would have known that we would have become friends?
Right. You know, that one day that I just stumbled upon the store, I think, it was like a good ramen place down the way from it I forgot what it was, like sushi, whatever. And then I saw it, and I've always have been a person that was always searching or discovering about spiritualism, you know, and I was born a certain religion and practiced it, but I knew that something else was there that was bigger than me. And coming upon the Crystal Cave, you know, I was looking for books, and then I saw that there was a sign for readings, and that's when I said, this is really great. You know what I mean? I didn't know that they had that service, and that's how I met you.
Yeah. Wow. So prior to that, have you been going to psychics?
You know, I've only had a couple of experiences before then. It was like far and few in between, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was by like, you know, referrals by friends. Like, let me introduce you to, you should see, you know, this person type of thing. But not like, you know, in the setting that I you know, came across you.
Okay. Yeah. So do you see psychics now? Do you have like a stable, a little corral of maybe energy workers and psychics that you go to help you?
Yes. You know, one of them, of course, being you. When I know that I need to have, how do you say it, a cleansing, if you will, or an, I'm going to call it sometimes unclogging of the blockages. You know, I've definitely call upon you for that with respect to the pranic healing. You know, I think that was the most profound experience I've ever, most profound experience I've ever had.
Wow.
I came across a woman out here now that I've moved, you know, from the West Coast to the East Coast, where she does Akashic records. I didn't know what that was. And, you know, I've actually, you know, met with her, I would say, a couple times, but that was really interesting, you know. Because it has to do with records, you know, of past.
Yeah.
But then knowing the fact that the energy healing, if you will, I think that this is how I described when I went to you for healing. I just described it to somebody, a close friend of mine, where I said, like, I don't know, like, he just came in and went in my head and my soul somehow and just, like, plucked whatever it was out. I don't know how else to describe it. However, though, it was, like I said again, it was profound because you feel it. There's, you know, I just remember standing in your, I don't know what you call it, your healing center or your healing studio, and then just, you know, my hair stood up on end as you started working. I had never had that experience before.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't me. Yeah. Those are all the higher beings and the guides coming in, and they do the work. I'm just the instrument that they use, and that's it. Yeah. So when you get that rush of electricity, that's them. That is not me. So, but that's amazing. You know, I've had a few of those experiences, and it feels amazing, right?
Yes. Well, it just didn't happen all at once. I just remembered it came in sections. So as I, you know, you were first time I met you, and first time, you know, we did, you know, my first healing with you. I just remember it was like, first it was my right side, then it was my back, and it was the left part of my body. And I was standing there, and I was just like this immense energy that I've never felt before. And I remember you saying that, and this is where, you know, people like me, that you said it was the angels.
Oh, okay.
That was coming down and feeling, and, you know, and my guides that were helping me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just remember that day. It's still, you know, ingrained in my memory, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, it's hard to forget that stuff. When I first started doing energy work and to a healer, I've had some of those amazing, profound experiences. And they leave a mark that does not go away. And it's a good thing. You know, they're not bad experiences. So, yeah.
No, but I think that was the catalyst to my own personal journey, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of started the catalyst of things that were happening in my life, you know, even to this day. You know, I think about the times that we've worked together, you know, and I, you know, not too long ago, you told me you need to start journaling again, and I did. I started journaling again, mm-hmm. and I just, like I said, just need to listen to you more.
Not to me, to them, your guy.
Yes, to them, yes.
Yeah, that is
right.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is so funny. So, mm-hmm. when I know, I think some of your, it's hard for me to remember, you know, what I tell people or what your mm-hmm. guides convey to you, right? Because I channel this information that comes from your guides to you. So do you, I'm sure you do. Do you remember the guides that I introduced you to?
Yes, one of them is the general.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I remember the general.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he
and I actually
one of your main
called
guides?
Upon him. He's one of my main guides. He's the one I think I, you know, converse with the most, or, you know, he's just the one that pops up every, you know, all the time, it seems like.
Okay. Yeah. And so you're speaking with him now?
I don't know if you call it speaking. I just know
that. Are
you
talking to him?
I just know that, yes. I mean, like just the other day, was feeling overwhelmed. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's because of, you know, recent experiences after COVID and everything like that can kind of left me
uh-huh.
leaning, if you will. It kind of knocked my confidence off the pedestal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's times that you just like shove things aside, right? And
right.
you okay, like I need to, you know, do this, and then it's like it's kind of like, you know, out of sight, out of mind type of thing. But I actually
mm-hmm.
just the other day, I remember coming up the stairs, and I said, "Okay, I'm going to need you,"
mm-hmm.
because of, you know, I had a meeting and I needed to have more strength and confidence, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of lost that along the way these past couple years, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just because of the schism with COVID and everything. And I needed that again. So I just said, like, hey, you know, in my mind, okay, I'm going to need you, is what
mm-hmm.
I said. Don't know how, but
okay.
definitely going to need your, you know, I need the confidence, is what I said.
Okay. And
yep.
what was, when you asked the general for help, what happened? Was there anything that
I'm
happened?
I'm not feeling as overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And just more like, matter of fact, getting the emotions out of what needs to have happened, needs to do, with like the feeling of overwhelmness, like I can't do this on my own, how am I going to do this type of thing, you know? And I just got more into the mindset of like brass tacks, okay, get this, you know, you got to get this done. Take the emotions out of the way and
mm-hmm.
just, you know, these, you know, send that email out. This, do this, like, you know, I'm not going to say agonize over things, but I would say, like, you know, this is what I'm saying. How are they going to perceive it or what have you, or this is what I'm going to talk about. And, it, you know, it's like, don't give a crap. Just do it. And then, you know, whatever the effects or whatever, you know, just happens. You know, you have no control over people, how they respond or react. Just get it done.
Right.
And not care. I'm not going to say use the word not care, but just not,
mm-hmm.
you know, just not be so analytical of how I'm supposed to pose something, if you will. And
yeah.
because I'm not afraid, but I'm just like concerned about people's responses. And at that,
right.
you know, then I said to myself, just do it. Who cares? This is what you're supposed to do anyways, type of thing.
Yeah.
I was struggling with that.
Yeah, because that can make us stuck sometimes when we're anticipating answers and reactions. And so I understand that. Yeah. But that's great that you have that guide that's just like, just do it. Move. Keep moving.
Yes. Right.
Right. And from what I remember of the general now, I mean, he's pretty like straightforward, hard, not harsh, but just he's tough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't there, now that I'm thinking about it, wasn't there one time, I don't know, maybe in a reading or a healing session where he really kind of came through and we felt his presence? Was that with you?
Yes. It was going through a time in my life where there was turmoil involved professionally. You know, I was in a very toxic environment, and you know, I it's one of those things where you're supposed to listen to your inner voice. You know, third weekend, my inner voice was saying, you know, get out, like danger, Will Robinson, you know, and
exactly.
But I stuck it out. Yeah, I stuck it out because I'm never a quitter. And I stuck it out for the wrong reasons because it really left me reeling after that. And that's where I did a lot of work with you, even though we were so many thousands of miles away. Yeah, he came out because, you know, kind of melting into that toxic culture, and I just didn't know how to get out of it, that toxic soup. You know? I remember you. Yeah,
wow.
I remember also through that healing. One day you just called me because, and I know that you don't remember these things, but one day you just called me. He was like, you know, listen, I just got the general telling me that this is what you need to do, not knowing what I was going through. And then I say like, oh my God, this is what's happening right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they do that. It's, you know, and again, it's only for a few clients, and it's usually the ones that I'm more friendly with, where all of a sudden, like, that person will come to mind, and then I get a message. And usually I think it's, you know, it's my brain just kind of wandering places, and then the message comes, and then I feel an urgency or a push to call and convey the information to the person. Yeah, but I don't remember that. So thank you for telling me.
I know.
That's funny.
Yep.
Yeah, because always people are, do you remember when you told me blah, blah, blah? No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Yes.
Doesn't mean I don't care, but I don't. I'm sorry.
Right.
So that's funny. Mm-hmm. So when the general introduced himself to you and, you know, when I do readings, right, it's always conveying this information from your guides. How has that changed your perception of them and also your relationship with them?
I'm not as afraid or fearful. I don't even know if that's the right word because it's something tangible that you don't see, right? However, though, there's an energy that you feel, if that makes sense. And I was never in tune to that. I knew that, you know, the universe is large. And everything outside of that is even larger than any of us. However, though, you know, in working with you, it's helped me kind of like be more understanding of things that I couldn't, you know, I didn't know that I could talk to my spirit guides, you know what I mean? Until you helped me feel more comfortable. So in working with you, I feel more comfortable I'm not as more, you know, have the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense as well.
Right.
You know, because we can be walking around Earth and be fearful of a lot of things. And I remember someone telling me this. This is way before we met. You know, you can't let fear, you know, run your life. What was it called? False expectations appearing real or something like that. I forgot what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
yep. And then you've also, so I've all, someone said that to me, and I've, you know, the voice in my head tells me that sometimes when I'm feeling the way I do, but then you brought it more up to the surface by saying, you know, it's your fear that's talking to you. And I knew that, but it's like you vocalize it. However, though,
mm-hmm.
when I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, I do talk, you know, I will talk up there to, you know, to not even up because I, how do I know? They could be around me now and I'm thinking I should
mm-hmm.
look up and then talk to my spirit guides that way. But then
right.
when I need, you know, there's times in my life that I've had to ask for help. And somehow
mm-hmm.
the turn of events, you know, I've asked for things and, you know, life's events turn you up in a doorstep somehow. And like, you know, I asked for this and this is
mm-hmm.
where I'm at now,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
It's more comforting now versus then fearful of the unknown. I feel comfortable with it now. With them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I totally can empathize with that. You know, growing up, and I grew up Catholic, my prayers at that time were mostly one way. It was
mm-hmm.
pleading for help a lot of the time.
mm-hmm.
Help me with this, help me with that. And I didn't understand that it was a two-way conversation. And then they would speak to me. I didn't know it back then. I just thought my brain was mm-hmm. overactive, and I just heard a lot of chatter in the head.
Mm-hmm.
So I just disregarded a lot of it. But there was a knowingness there that I knew something was around me. And back then it was more of just a general idea of what God was. And so it was
mm-hmm.
kind of like, okay, this is God around me. And feeling that presence at times. But then after, when I really became more spiritual than religious, that's when I was introduced to the guides, and it was, that blew me off away. And then it was
mm-hmm.
that understanding of and knowing that now I have these beings that are with me all the time, and knowing now that that was them protecting me, you know, all those years. And it was them, you know, telling me to do something, do this, go this way, don't go that way. And at times really feeling it very strongly that it's very comforting to know that you have these spiritual beings that are there protecting you and helping you.
And, yes.
You know, my prayers aren't just going into some black void up in space.
I, you know what? When you had described that to me, you know, some time ago, because I also grew up Catholic as well, you know, and I remember you also telling me it's a two-way street versus a one-way street. I remember you telling me that,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, it was a time in my life where it was like, you know, I felt like I was going through dark night of the soul for several years now, but
mm-hmm.
I'm finally getting out of that because of the fact that I'm trusting in the events that are unfolding. And knowing
mm-hmm.
that, and you told me this, that, you know, they always have your back. The universe always has your back, and your guides has your back. I
mm-hmm.
remember you telling me that. And so that's, you know, that is comforting. And the times that I've gone through, you know, everybody has stuff that they go through, right? But
right.
you remember, like, you know, the things that people say, like, especially like you, when we were working together. And I have to
mm-hmm.
remind myself that. So,
yeah.
most definitely. But I'd like to get to the point where I'm not having to go to them. I've also said thank you to them several times now, because I say to myself, like, I'm not always, you know, why am I always going when I feel like I need something, when in reality I should also be like, hey, thanks for having my back. Thank you for that. It's come to fruition. Thank you. You know, acknowledging that. Acknowledging them.
Right. Gratitude is very important. And I feel that gratitude is the key to unlocking a lot of everything in our lives, really opening the energy up. And once we start tapping into gratitude, it really begins to shift our energies and also their work with us. It's harder for them to work with us when we're at a low point. They never abandon us, ever. They're always working with us. But it's truly amazing when you shift that energy. It's easier for them, and they can work with us a lot easier. And I think we begin to see and know and feel them more and see what's happening around us more clearly.
Yes, there's something that you said to me, I remember, that really stuck to my head a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say to me, like, you're at low vibrational energy, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what that meant, and I've heard it a couple times. Then when you start hearing that, and then, you know, I go YouTube videos or I read things, and then you hear, you know, you read or hear vibrations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a low vibration or high, you need to get yourself out of that low vibration, get yourself up higher. You know, and I'm thinking, like, there are some things to that, and I remember you saying that, and when I feel myself being in that level, then I have to do something to get myself out of it, because, you know, you can wallow, right?
Right.
And there's a couple times you told me, give yourself permission for this for 24 or 48 hours. I never had anybody say that to me, even like when I've gone to therapy. No one's ever said that to me much. That sounds very logical. I'm going to give it 24, 48 hours and I'm done.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's
so
true,
though.
It works. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
Yep.
That's really good. I like that. But, you know, it's interesting because when I first started becoming spiritual, too, I would hear about vibrations, you know, your vibration's low, your vibration's high. And I was like, what are they talking about, vibrations? I don't feel a vibration in my body. Where's this vibration coming from? But then I started, understanding. And I was like, oh, okay, this is what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
That is so funny. And just give it 24 to 48 hours.
8 hours, yes.
Right. But also, too, one of the things I wanted to mention, and, you know, you're very intuitive.
I know.
Most people are. I think we all are, but and I think we're all kind of on the intuitive spectrum. And, you know, there's kind of, you know, somebody who's hardly ever intuitive, and then there's those that are very sensitive, and I think you're towards this intuitive scale of being sensitive, and I think and I think that's a gift, you know, that you have, and it helps you with your relationship with your guides.
I think that, like I said, you know, when we first started working, that was the catalyst. I knew that I'm going to say just feelings, right? Just like, you know, plain speak. It's like, you know, feelings. And people would always tell me that I would always call them at a time where they felt like they needed to speak to somebody, or like there were the lowest times. I've had that happen to me too. But I've always gotten those types of feedback, or you just seem to know what to say. in certain times. Mm-hmm. And I would never know, like, you know, I never really thought about it. However, though, mm-hmm. you know, getting older and then also learning about my brother and learning about my son, I remember talking to my brother about this. I think that our grandmother had the sense of seeing and feeling things, but she didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
She was so very scared about it, and so we grew up being scared about things for my grandmother mm-hmm. because she would see mm-hmm. things. She would tell us she would see things, and things would happen mm-hmm. in the house even. Like the lights would go off or something, you know what I mean? And
wow.
I think she had that. And I think that a couple of my you know, relatives had that gift as well. I didn't know mm-hmm. that my brother had it until I would say, you know, 2014, 2015. And that's pretty sad because he's always been my brother and not knowing until, you know, mm-hmm. just recently. And mm-hmm. I had a feeling that my son had a gift too, but because he'd say mm-hmm. things to us when he was young, would see things, mm-hmm. and I think himself not understanding, perhaps in some ways, and blocked that off. But my brother has been like more, you know, it comes and goes. When he wants to use it, he uses it. When he doesn't. And me, I would mm-hmm. like to come to a point where I'd like to utilize it. Use my gifts more.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, you know me, I'm like always a fraidy cat when it comes to that. And that's where like I have to come to you. I'm like, okay, what do I do?
Ask the general. He'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll tell you how to use them. Oh, but I think that's amazing that mm-hmm. your gifts are unfolding. Right, I think they're always unfolding.
Yes.
If we place our focus on that, and if we want to utilize them and tap into them, they begin to open up and flourish. So I'm glad you're doing that because it only helps mm-hmm. us. I mean, everybody's, like I said, everybody's on the spectrum, and but it helps us move through life so much easier. We don't have to learn
yep.
lessons the hard way all the time. It can be a little easier
right.
if we tap into the intuition. Yeah, and the guides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't be afraid, Maria.
I know.
Don't be afraid.
Yep. I know.
So, that's funny. So, recently you were telling me about something that came into fruition for you in regards mm-hmm. to work. And I don't remember when I told it to you. Do you want to tell us about that? You want to tell the listeners about that?
Yeah. Yep. So I was in this, you know, just recently been in this juncture in my life and had to make decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was either, you know, one company where I knew my stuff, I knew my wheelhouse, if you will. I would know how to do the job, you know, and working for a corporation that everybody looks up to, so on and so forth, been around. And then I have had this opportunity as well, where it was like something that it was totally out of my wheelhouse. And
mm-hmm.
I was, you know, not sure whether to take the job or not, you know. And I just remember mm-hmm. meditating, praying about it, you know, asking God and the universe and my guides, like, you know, which direction. And even though I don't know how to describe this, like my one being that wanted to have the comfort level of the, you know, knowing if I were to go to this one corporation where I knew my stuff, I would, you know, feel mm-hmm. okay and what have you and feel comfortable. And the other one would have been like the fear of unknown. And I remember you telling me that, you know, the other company is where you're meant to be. And mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, like, no, but that's not the kind of, you know, it's not the kind of work that I do, you know, it's this one. And you, I remember you saying that, and I just remember asking the universe, including, you know, working for a leader, if you will, that, mm-hmm. I don't know if I, and I use the word benevolent. I remember asking the universe to work with somebody who's benevolent. Because that's the word that came up in my mind, you know, when I'm asking, because I was in a situation where it was like the unknown for me. This is before I even came in contact with this one company. And working for somebody that was fair, you know, but also had mm-hmm. the energy of pushing the company forward. And mm-hmm. not really knowing, you know, the landscape, if you will, but I've come to realize that our leader has that in themselves. And it just came, it was, I don't want to call it like cold water splashing to your face, like, dude, you're in it, you know? But I had more conversations and experiences to finally realize, you know, that I made the mm-hmm. right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm being pushed beyond my boundaries of what mm-hmm. I used to know, used to do and be, I'm having to accept it. Because here's a leader that's wanting people to succeed, wanting people
right.
to, you know, even though you feel uncomfortable in your own skin, that they trust you, that they hired you to do this job, but they have trust in you. And knowing the fact that you have the resources, that they're okay for you to go out to outside of your wheelhouse to ask for help or resource and get the resources that you need, or even ask and be vulnerable. And I was at a mm-hmm. meeting and I said, like, you know, I have to be vulnerable here. I'm not a creative person. And they go, I remember him saying, that's okay, we'll get someone to help you with that. I'm like, oh, okay, I feel better now. You know what I mean? That I had to say it. But it wasn't like, I felt like I was weak, a weak, you know, employee or mm-hmm. what have you, you know, like in a corporate setting, you know, where you would like been thought of like, oh, you know, I can't believe she can't do that. But here I said my piece and they said, that's okay, we can have somebody else help you with that.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, I'm just, all right, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yep. Yeah. And so yeah. It makes me even work harder and, you know, do the best work I can because of the fact that you have people that are believing in you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, yeah.
I haven't had that for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also came to me about this current place that you're at. And recently you came to me and you told me that you started doing this specific, you started speaking. And I had told you about that
mm-hmm.
a while ago and you didn't believe it.
Yeah. No, I didn't believe it.
What happened? Tell us
and
about
I'm,
that. I thought that blew
I,
me away
I remember,
too. Because number one, I don't
yeah,
even
remember
I, telling you. And then, so tell us about that.
You told me you're going to, yeah, you told me that, you know, this is a position where you're going to have to be in front of a lot of people. You're going to have to be, you're going to be speaking. You're going to be out there more. And I said, like, but that's not me. I'm not comfortable in those settings. And you said to me, goes like, well, you're going to be doing this. And it was happening. It's like started happening. I said, mm-hmm. like, Michael, remember when you told me this? And you said, like, no, I don't really remember. I go, well, you told me this, and it's happening. I'm having to do more speaking engagements. You know, I've got one next week, in fact, and the week after.
Wow.
And, yeah, and you know, you said, because I even said, like, no, it's not me. Oh, my God, I'm afraid. You know, and you was like, well, you're doing it. You're going to be doing it. So, yeah, it's just starting to snowball, if you will. And that helped me, that pushed me then, because I knew it was like, okay, it's coming into fruition, and now I got to do something about it, right? Because it's like one of those things where it's locked in place. I have, it's part of what destiny. And so I went and got myself a public speaking coach to help me.
Fantastic. How exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that is so exciting.
Yep.
I find it really amazing, too, when I see people actually doing the work and you see, you know, the stuff happening, right? People's lives changing for the better because they're doing the work, they're listening, and they're taking that step, whether they fully believe the information that was conveyed to them or not, but they will move forward and, you know, hoping or having the faith, okay, I'm just going to do this, you know, fear with fear or not. But then you continue to move forward, and then these amazing things start happening. And it brings me a lot of happiness and joy to hear this. And because it's not a lot of time that I receive feedback from clients. I don't hear from clients a lot of the time what's happening. And there's a few that I do. And so it's nice to hear the feedback that, okay, they're on target and stuff's happening, and it makes me feel really good and happy for the person that, yay, you're doing the good work. Because
I called you just out of the blue, and I said, like, I got to tell you, this is what I have to give you what's going on with me. Do you remember that?
Right.
I just called you. You picked up the phone. Like, I just got to give you telling you what the heck's going on with me, so that you know what's going on. You know, giving you an update.
Right.
And I think that, you know, I'm sure you see a lot of people, right? And I was going to ask you a question. You know, Frank, is that Frank from the Crystal Cave?
Yes.
Falcon. Yes. So I've worked with him in the past when I was back in Southern California. Yes. And I remember he and I were talking, and I just remember letting him know what was going on, because I think that it would be appreciated if here you are. I'm not saying it was me. You know what I mean? I'm helping people. I'm sure you'd be curious to know if, you know, how you help them, perhaps, you know. And that's what I was thinking to myself as to why I wanted to call you to tell you that, because I'm sure you help people all the time. And, you know, you go away from these healings, if you will. And I don't know if you ever wonder that. Like, I wonder if it helped them, you know? So that's why I came back to you.
I do.
They're like, well, this is what's going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do. So you do. Yeah, so I'm glad that I called you, because I think that...
I am.
You know, there's a relationship there. And I feel like, you know, if you're helping another human being... As a caring individual as you are, I think you would want to know how you've helped that other human being.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen to that, people. If you work with the psychic or clairvoyant or whoever you're working with, and stuff is happening, and then call that person, or next time you talk to them, and let them know, like, hey, this stuff is happening. Because I have to tell you, from doing this work, I really appreciate it. And it's not to give myself a pat on the back, but at times I just wonder, you know, whether it's helping somebody or not. And so when I do get feedback, it just really makes me feel good that it's helping people. And on one level, I do know it's helping, but it's nice to see it and to see the hear the confirmation, like, yes, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to talk about that too, because the other side of that is, you know, this is a two-way street, and it's not just about mm-hmm. us, you know, telling you what's going to happen, right? This is about energy. And if you don't put the work in, nothing's going to happen. And, you know, we have to work towards it. It's like going to your trainer and you're seeing this trainer at your gym and you're telling the trainer, you know, I want you to help me lose 10 pounds. And so, yeah, the trainer can help you in that moment for an hour and then give you direction. Okay, come back, you know, 5 days during the week. Here's your set of exercises. This is your diet. You need to clean up. But if you don't do any of that homework, not much is really going to change either.
Yeah.
So, you know, spirit depends on us. Because one of the things I always talk about is, you know, the guides don't intervene and take over. They are there to assist us and help us, but they will not just, you know, bully their way through and like, stand aside, we're going to take over here and make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes they do. Like if we're in imminent danger, they will mm-hmm. help us. But, you know, physically, mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, running our lives, they don't. It's, you know, this is our life, our lifetime. These are our lessons. They are here to assist us. So, but, yeah. And I'm thrilled for you. Just thrilled.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's incredible. Yeah. So cool.
It's definitely, you know, just, I think everything as a whole, with spirituality and
mm-hmm.
and opening myself up to it more so.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have like weird, you know, I would say perceptions, right? But it's actually deepened my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not
mm-hmm.
just like a one way and what I was raised to be, but there
mm-hmm.
is that relationship and
mm-hmm.
and a more of a respect of life around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and being kinder to people, being more understanding,
mm-hmm.
becoming
mm-hmm.
more softer.
You know,
it's just all kind of like, it's like what you said, it's unfolding, right? Being more comfortable in my own skin, seeing what I was before, where I'm now. I mean, I've had people tell me, you know, that I've changed, and I think it's for the better. And I've also edited, you know, people in my life that weren't, what's the word, you know, helping me in my higher good. They didn't understand.
Right.
And I get it. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
that I just cut them off. It's just that, you know what? I mean, it's not helping me having that energy,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
And I don't want to get caught up in that type of energy, if that makes sense. And so,
right. Yeah.
Being more mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, speaking to that point, it's, you know, the talk about vibration. As we begin to change and our vibration increases, and if our friends or relationships with people, they're not changing their energy, they're not working on themselves, the vibration doesn't match anymore. And it becomes a little more challenging to stay in a relationship with that person, and even jobs too. And because then you know, it's time to find the match that will serve us better. you know, whether it being a relationship or a job. And, yeah, onward and upward.
Yes.
And, yeah, and they just don't feel right anymore. Something about them begins to change, and you're like, this just does not, I can't connect. And you don't, in the beginning, I didn't know what that was. And it's hard to let them go, but you feel the drag, and it's to help you move on. It's time to kind of shed them, and okay, it's time to move on, and new relationships start coming forward, connections to someone in an equal vibrational space, and yeah, they feel so much more better.
That is true, and it was, and I got to tell you, it wasn't an easy process to go through or experience, to be honest with you, because it's something that you've known for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you start reflecting and you start doing the work for yourself, and you're doing it for really for yourself, right? And you have to have the courage and the bravery, honestly, to. It's not like cutting people off. It's just that, like you said, the connection's not there, the energy's not there, and you go through you know, a sense of grief. But then I look back to see what I was like back then and where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the reasons why things have to happen. You know, and who knows? Maybe that person will go through their own process and we reconnect later.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. So it's not like, you know, for gone for good, but right now it's not really meshing with me and my energy and what I'm trying to do in my life, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And two, it's, you know, we can move on with love, and it doesn't have to come from a space of angry or, you know, and no bitterness involved. It's just, you know, sorry, but this is just not giving me what I need. And I need to move on. And I love you and I care about you. And, you know, we can talk later. Hopefully we can become friends later and move on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. But it takes a lot of a bit of courage to have to make that decision.
Yeah.
I think maybe in some people it's probably easier, and some people that are harder when you've had, you know, long time relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you're changing, you know that you have to make a decision for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to tell people what you do? Because I know you offer services as well, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I work in the dental software industry, and we offer a service that's, you know, it's a cloud-based software, if you will. And one thing that I love about my company is that, you know, we are a resource to people, whether they you know, choose our product or not. So most definitely, yeah. So I think that's one thing that had made me feel comfortable, because, you know, we're also looking for the good of the whole, if that makes sense. You know, we like to leave people whole. And so, you know, they don't choose us, then it's okay. But, you know, at least we're a resource for them. And sometimes they come back because they can see that, you know, we're very professional and we only want the best for people. If it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit. And maybe perhaps down the line it is.
So this software is for dental offices?
Yep. Dental organization.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Organization. Sorry.
Yep.
So do they have to have more than one office, or – how
it could
does
be
that work?
A single practice, you know, if you will.
Okay.
Or if they're wanting to scale, I'm not sure if you put something in your blog, but, you know, you could probably leave my phone number perhaps for them to get a hold of me.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's appropriate, and I haven't talked to my company either, so, but I'd be happy to leave my cell phone number.
Well, if anybody's interested in dental software, any dentist listening to this show, you can definitely contact me. You can send me a text or give me a call, and I will connect you with Maria, and she'll revamp your dental software. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Did I say that right? Okay.
You said it right. Yep.
All right. And if you want any, if you need help with talking to your spirit guides, you can call me and I'll help you with that. Well, Maria, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and speaking with our listeners. This has been a great show. I really appreciate you. And
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this has been enlightening. It's been fun. And it's nice. I always enjoy speaking with you. So thank you for coming on.
Likewise.
And sharing and being open and being vulnerable and sharing this information with people. It's wonderful. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you as well, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the Funhouse Saturday Brunch Show. We are here every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And occasionally we have our special brunch shows on the weekends. And next week we have Frank Falcon at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and he's going to be talking about intuitive tarot. So again, everybody, thank you for calling in. Thank you, Maria, for joining us. And
you're welcome.
We look forward to our next show here at the Psychic Funhouse.
Can't wait.
Everybody have a
can't wait to
great
hear
weekend.
Next show.
Thank you, Maria. Everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And take care. Stay safe out there. Wear your masks. All righty. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.